Auspicious day, full of good fortune. We have had the darshan of Kripal, the Satguru, the gracious saint. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Shubha Dihara Bhagabharya, page 45. When it became Sawan Shah's will, Kripal came into the world. Obeying the order of the beautiful Lord, he came as an example. By coming into the world and by making others meditate on Nam, he cut all the bonds of Kal. He has crossed all the oceans and made the people meditate on true Nam. He has showered rain on this burning and suffering world. Hail, hail, Satguru. We have only your support. Make us drink the nectar of Nam. By doing the satsang and making the people meditate on Nam, he broke the bindings of Kal. He reunited with the Lord those who were separated from him for ages and ages. My heart doesn't get satisfied by praising him, and again I sing the qualities of the gracious saint. The beautiful divine light has come in the home of Hukam Singh. Congratulate Gulab Devi, from whose womb he is born. Poor Ajaib celebrates happiness as he has supported me in my condition. Auspicious day, full of good fortune. We have had the darshan of Kripal, the Satguru, the gracious saint.
Shubha Dihara Bhagabharya Darshan hoye kripal dehe, Satguru santa deao dehe. Shubha Dihara Bhagavadiya, Darshan hoye kripal dehe, Satguru Santa Deyal. Sawan Shadi Mujh Hoi Ta Duniya Te Kirpa Aaye Man Ke Hukma Prabhu Da Sona Ban Ke Ika Misa Aaye Saun shadi mujh hoye ta duniya te kripa aaye man ke hukm prabhu da sona ban ke ikam saaye jag vich aake Naam japa ke khat dite panda kal dehe Darshan hoye kripal dehe Shubha Dihara Bhagavadiya Darshan hoye kripal dehe Satguru Santa Deya Kite Para Samundar Sare Sachinama Jipayae Sardi Baladi Dunya Ute Namadami Varsayae Kite para samundar sare Sachanama japayae Sardi baladi dunia ute Namadami varsayae Dana Dana Satguru Tera Sahara Namada Amrita Piyala Dehe Darshan Hoye Kripal Dehe Shubhadihara Bhagabhariya Darshano Hoye Kirpalade Satguru Santa Deya Satsangalake Nam Japake Kalide Bandhanan Tordite Janama Janama De Vichare Ake Nal Prabhude Jordite Sangangalake Nam Japake Kalide Bandana Tordite Janama Janama De Vichade Ake Nal Prabhude Jordite Sipata Kare Kara Dilana Rajada Gunagala Santa De Alade Darshana Hoye Kirpalade Shubhadihara Bhagabhariya Darshana Hoye Kirpalade Satguru Santa De Alade Hukama Singh De Garvicha Sona Nuralai Ayae Gulab Devi Nu Nilvandaya Jisidi Kukata Jayae Hukama Singh De Garvicha Sona Nuralahi Ayae Gulab Devi Nu Dio Vandaya Jisadi Kukada Jayae Griba Jayva Kushimna Vedita Sahara Mere Halate Darshana Hoye Kirpalade Shubhadihara Bhagabhariya Darshana Hoye Kirpalade Satguru Santa De Alade
Auspicious day full of good fortune, we have had the darshan of Kirpal, the Satguru, the gracious saint. Two weeks from now on Saturday, weather permitting, there will be a fall work day here at the ashram, Saturday, November 3rd. There's plenty of fall cleanup tasks, including raking leaves, gathering branches, garden cleanup. Families are welcome to attend. If you plan to attend and want to stay for lunch, please let us know. There's a sign-up sheet at the book table, or you can leave a message on the Big House answering machine, or email us at santbaniashram@gmail.com. In the event of inclement weather, there'll be a message on the office answering machine, and we will postpone the work to the following Saturday. We're continuing in our reading in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And Sanchi says, the lotus is fond of the sun, and when the sun rises, the lotus also blooms and expresses its happiness. In the same way, one who has had the darshan of the inner radiant form of the Master, he also becomes very happy. And looking at him, the other people also feel the same happiness. They wonder what has happened to him. They do not know what that person really has, because they only see the joy and happiness on his face. In my case, when I met with beloved Lord Kripal, and when he showed me his inner form, when he showered grace on me, my condition became like that. I was intoxicated in his love, and the people around me were astonished. They were wondering what had happened to me, because for them I was different. They were seeing something different in me. After meeting with Master Kripal, I started doing full-time meditation, and this was a sudden change. Before Master Kripal came to my ashram, I had thousands of people following me, and I used to see people and talk with them and do all kinds of things like that. But after initiating me, Master gave me the duty of meditating constantly. So I always stayed in one room and meditated. Suddenly I became cut off from all the world. And because of this, many people taunted me. They told me that they believed me to be a great man, but they couldn't understand why I had become an initiate of Master Kripal. They said, "Before, you were free, and now you are bound." Many dear ones even thought that I had gone mad. They thought that maybe this Kripal Singh who had come had put something in my head. They said, "Kripal of Delhi has done some magic on his head. That's why he's gone mad and changed his position. That is why this wise man, who was doing well before Master Kripal came, he has now gone mad." However, smiling, I would say to them, doing the Simran of Kripal Singh, remembering Kripal Singh, millions of sinners have been liberated. Ajab says that you should also follow Kripal. And when I said this, they would leave without any other argument. This next section begins with the bhajan Sawana Dialune. Gracious Sawan has caused the drizzle to shower. At least come out in this intoxicating weather and see. In the sky there are colorful swings. At least set the swing of love to its peak and see. Understand the melody of the songs sung by the cuckoo. At least sing one song of love and see. You will get the happiness of heaven here itself. At least come under the shade of the hair and see. I will make you drink through the cups of eyes. At least exchange your glance with me and see. I will write my whole life in your name. At least for once, get in love with me and see. Today the nectar is showering from the skies. At least for once, create the yearning and see. Coming into the intoxication of the month of Sawan, at least shoot the arrow of your glance and see. Ajab has become yours for no cost. At least for once, you try me and see. And continuing, Sanchi says, the master expects only the meditation from the disciple. He does not expect the disciple to bring gifts to him. The only thing that he expects from the disciple is that he may bring him the meditation. So, as the master is expecting only the meditation from the disciple, here the disciple says, I do not expect anything from you. I have become yours free of cost. And at least, for once, you try me and then see. If we are working for somebody and expecting the reward for it, that cannot mean that we are doing the devotion. We are just working. Kabir Sahib also says, if the master is living off of the wealth of the disciple, then he is the greedy one. And if the disciple is doing the devotion of the master, expecting rewards from him, then he is also a greedy one. And they are both playing their games. But this is not the case between the true disciple and the master. As the master expects only meditation and nothing else, in the same way the true disciple does not expect anything from the master. He only does the devotion of the master. So that is why here the disciple says, Ajaib has become yours for no cost. Now, at least for once, you try me and see. As the disciple is the lover of the eyes of the master, in the same way the master is also the lover of the eyes of the disciple. As the disciple gets a lot of satisfaction and intoxication by looking into the eyes of the master, in the same way, if the disciple is true, and if he is doing what the master is asking him to do, the master also becomes the lover of such a disciple. The story of the master and the disciple never comes to an end. For 45 years, Master Sawan went on telling the stories of the master and the disciple. For 25 years of his life, Master Kripal Singh went on giving the teachings to the people. All the 10 Sikh gurus and all the perfect masters who came into this world went on telling us stories of the disciples and the masters. They wrote many great scriptures and holy books, but still the stories of the love of the master and the disciple never come to an end. The more one talks about it, the more one tries to obtain it, the more one gets. There is so much more that I could say, as love is such a thing that never finishes. And this section begins with the bhajan, Sona Sona Mukhuda. Your face is beautiful, and you have a beautiful attraction. The soul is so happy that it is flying in the air. Come, really, and give us darshan, O giver. O giver, at least once enter my home, so that I can relate the sorrows of my heart to you. Like the rainbird, I am saying, O giver, for once reside in my eyes, and then I will never open my eyes again. Again and again I've been into many births. When my fate awakened, then I came to your feet. O giver, come and protect me now, so that I may never waver. Sawan and Kripal are true and pure. Ajaib, the poor one, has come to your door. Millions of times I sing your praises. I sacrifice my life at your door. This is a fact that when the beloved master visited my home, I used to get so overwhelmed with happiness that I would not even remain aware that I was putting my feet on the ground. I would feel as if I was floating in the air in happiness. I would be like half mad. When he would leave, my condition would become like that of the chikuri, or moonbird. The condition of the moonbird is such that as long as she can see the moon, she's all right. But when the moon sets and goes away, then the moonbird does not have any peace. Such was the condition of this poor soul. When he left my home, as long as I could see his car going, I would feel life in my body. But when I stopped seeing his car, I would feel that he had taken my life with him also. After his departure, for many days I would not feel comfortable or be able to do anything of this world. I would remember his beloved form and suffer that pain of separation until I saw him again. Similarly, whenever I would go to see him at the place where he was staying on tour, when he would find out that my jeep had arrived, he would at once come out of his room to greet me. After seeing him, when I would go back, he would come out to see me off and wait there, keep standing there, as long as he could see my jeep. It was his grace and his greatness that whenever he had to say goodbye to me, he would stand at the door as long as I would remain in sight. Whenever Master would get ready to leave, after completing his tour, or whenever I had to go away from him, I would feel the yearning, the pain of separation, and I would recite this couplet in front of him. One should never fall in love with a foreigner, no matter if he is worth millions. I would say that now I have come to realize that it is not a good thing to love the foreigner, even if he is very valuable and very loving, because the foreigner always has to go back to his home. Master would complete that couplet by saying, "It is better to have love for the foreigner, because when he's not around you, whenever you remember him, you weep for him, so your love is maintained." When the lotus flower blooms, the honeybee comes there, and he's so attracted to the lotus that he always stays there. At night, when the lotus closes, the honeybee does not remember to go away from the lotus. He's closed in the flower, and he dies. But still, he does not want to give up the company of the lotus. The disciple of the Master, who has manifested him, develops such kind of love. I have seen this with my own eyes, and I say this, that he was great. He was all truth, and he came into this world to give. As he used to say, saints always come for giving. He did not have a limited amount of grace to give to a limited amount of people. He had grace for everyone. People got from him according to their receptivity, according to their vessels. If everyone had become receptive to his grace, everyone would have gotten a lot of grace from him, because he brought a lot of grace to this world. And we will leave off there. And we have been reading from a satsang of Sanchi's that was in the book Streams in the Desert. And Sanchi is commenting on one of his own hymns. And we'll begin this reading with one of the lines from the hymn. We want your darshan always, by any means. And Sanchi says, O Kripal, O Emperor, I'm not asking any worldly thing from you. I only want your darshan by any means. And I want your darshan always. I want you never to go away from me. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the title of this was of this satsang was called In the Remembrance of Kripal, and it was given August 20th, 1977. This was on the occasion of the remembrance of Kripal and his leaving the body. So again, line from the hymn, O true Emperor Kripal, the Lord, you are my support. You are my emperor, and people call you Emperor Kripal. And there's no doubt about that. You are the only support, the only way for me to realize God. You yourself have said that you are the only way for me to realize God. But I do not understand you as the way. I understand you as that Almighty God. And tonight I will sleep, because today, when you came, I found peace. I was separated from you for ages and ages, and I haven't slept. Tonight, when I have found you, I will sleep a very deep sleep. Now all my worries are gone. And from the hymn, Poor Ajaib has met beloved Kripal, and I thank him millions of times. That Almighty Kripal was the only way for me to realize God. And when I understood that I had found God, then I became grateful to him and thanked him thousands of times. I was very happy because that Kripal, who was separated from me for ages and ages, that day had come and had come into my courtyard. And now I was seeing my God. Master used to say, if anyone becomes poor, that giver, that God, is always ready to fill his bags. We are all full of I and mine. There was a fakir named Sutra, and someone asked him, what's the best way of making a building strong? And Sutra replied, pillars will make a building strong. So that man started putting pillars in the house. He filled up his house with pillars, and he didn't have any place to stand. It started raining, and Sutra came there and asked him, what's the matter? Why are you not going in and standing inside? It's raining. But the man said, if this house had any room, I would have put one more pillar there. In the same way, this is our condition. Within, we are full of I and mine. We say, this is my wife, this is my community, this is my family, this is my property. And I am this, I am that, all like that. Our within is full of I and mine. And if we have any little bit of room within us, then also we try to fill up that place with something else of this world. In this way, how can we develop that poverty and humility in which we can make some room for God to come and reside within us? Once, Prophet Muhammad asked his disciples what possessions they had. Hazrat Umar stood up, and he started counting, saying, I have a camel, I have a wife, I have a grandson, I have this much money in the bank, I've loaned this much money to people, I'm the owner of this thing, I'm the owner of that thing. He took 1 hour to count all those belongings. But when Hazrat Ali's turn came, he stood up and he said, I have only two things in this world which belong to me. One is you, O Master, and the other is Almighty God. That was Prophet Muhammad's way of explaining this to his disciples. He wanted to show them who was desiring what and who was deserving what. So when Hazrat Ali replied, "One is you, O Master, the other is Almighty God," Prophet Muhammad was very pleased with him and gave him his spiritual power. And the final line from the hymn, "Remembering Kripal Singh, many sinners got liberation." Ajaib says, "Do not give up the hold of Kripal Singh." So after showering grace on me, when Master went back, he gave me the duty of keeping quiet and doing meditation. And he told me, "You are not to worry about the world. You are not to come out in the world, and I will come by myself to see you. You should not even come to see me. You should do the work which I have told you to do." So, because I was in his refuge, I dug out one cave there and I started doing meditation without caring about the people. He had told me that he would come, there by himself, and he showered grace in that way also. He used to come and see me in his private time. He used to say, "The owner of the cattle knows what the cattle need. Whenever a cow needs water or anything, he comes out by himself and gives that. The cattle do not have to ask for it." So in the same way, because I was also tied up at the door of beloved Kripal, he was worried about me, and he used to come and take care of me. I relied on him, and he kept his promise. He kept his word. He used to come and see me. So I was doing meditation, and this was a sudden change. Before that, I used to see people and talk with them and do all kinds of things. But suddenly, when I started doing meditation, I was cut off from all the world. So those dear ones who were having sympathy for me, worldly sympathy, they thought that maybe I had gone mad, and that Kripal Singh, who came, maybe he had put something into my head. "Oh, that's why this wise man who was doing well before he came, now he's gone mad." And because they were having real sympathy for me, they thought of giving me shock treatments and medicine to remove my madness. But I used to tell them only one thing. "Dear ones, I have not gone mad. I am telling you that repeating the name of Kripal Singh, many sinners have got liberation. That Almighty Kripal who has given me his Naam, doing his Simran, many sinners have got liberation, and this has come in my experience. That is why lovingly I am advising you that you should not give up his company, and you should trust him. That means that you also should have faith in him, and taking initiation into Naam from him, you should also meditate, and you should also get liberation. And now also my message is the same for all the dear ones. Doing his Simran, many sinners have got liberation. Those who were full of faults, they also have become good men. So that is why Ajaib says, you should not give up the company of Kripal Singh. From within, he is always calling us, and he is waiting to welcome us, so that he may take us to the higher planes, to our eternal home. So we should empty our mind to make some room for his arrival. Until we empty our mind, where is the place where he can come and dwell? When we are full of other things within, there's no place for him to come. In that way, he cannot come to us. Tulsi Sahib says, clean the chamber of your heart for his arrival. Take your attention off of other people and give your attention to him. So clean your heart of all worldly things and give up all worldly things, and always keep purity within you, so that he may come and dwell there. Only in purity will that pure God come and manifest. And then he says, cut off the attention from all outer things and go on giving attention to your beloved Master, so that he may come and manifest within you. There's one heart, but there are thousands of desires. So you tell me, if we don't do this, where's the place for him to come and dwell? And that concludes that satsang. And this is a letter that Baba Sawan Singh wrote to an American disciple of his named Edna Hedge in December of 1926. And this was in the April 1982 Santbani magazine, given the title, Misery is Medicine. So Sawan says, dear daughter, I have been receiving your monthly letters, the last one bearing the date September 4th. I must say your letters are very welcome, as they are so full of love for him and anxiety to see him and meet him who is at the back of all and the cause of causes. It is but natural that to such a loving soul, this world should look like a big nothing, devoid of all interest. And this should also explain why you care so little for people. I am glad to learn that after long and patient waiting, you have received initiation. You have been put in touch with the sound current. This is the connecting link between your soul and the Creator. Your mind, with all its paraphernalia, is the disturbing element, the curtain, that keeps the soul away from the current. All else besides the current is negative, and therefore illusionary and transitory, changing and changeable, dispersing and distressing. The force of negative power will decrease in proportion to the attention given to the current. The first step is to come within, to rise above the body consciousness. That is, our thoughts should be confined to what lies within us, for it is only then that we can be said to be sitting within ourselves. Only then will we feel at peace. Just as a wanderer in a forest loses his way and finds no rest until he returns to his home, similarly, our attention remains outside us. Through the nine portals of the body, it's always directed outward. It remains in communion with the outside objects or their impressions. And this habit has become so fixed that we cannot hold our attention within us for even a second. The Western mind even abhors the idea of vacancy. Our attention has to be brought inside, and when it likes to rest there, like the wanderer coming home, it will find peace within. This bringing in of the attention is done by repetition, repeating the five names in the manner you have been told. Repetition should be done with the attention held at the eye focus. Repetition without fixing the attention is no good. This repetition with attention impresses on your mind the idea of what lies within you and tries to take you to those for whom the names stand. By this process, we are replacing outside objects with those that lie within. The moment we are within, the sound current is there to take charge of us. The astral form of the Master is at the eye focus and always ready to do the necessary guidance. In the process of repetition, the limbs will become senseless first, as the attention is withdrawn from them. Later on, as the process of withdrawal proceeds, the trunk of the body becomes senseless, and ultimately the entire body below the eyes will become senseless. Breathing will continue, as in sleep, normally, only the attention, instead of being out, will be within. Not below the eyes, as in sleep, but above the eyes. There will be full consciousness within, on the internal objects, but you will be unconscious so far as the outer world is concerned. This is death, of which the world is so much afraid. Those who go on this path die daily, and for them death has no terror. For them, it is a beaten path. This way of concentration is the safest. There's no strain on any organ. We are concentrating our attention only. When we are talking to our friends, our attention is in the talk. We're not conscious of the rate of breathing or the circulation of the blood, etc. They just go on normally. Similarly, in repetition, we are talking to our friends within. When the attention goes in as a matter of habit, just as it goes out now, then the sound current will begin to pull it up. And by, it will take it to the place from which there is no return, the place of eternal bliss. By repetition, the physical world is left behind, and the astral plane is reached. In this plane, bewitching spirits will interfere, but only when the attention is off the sound current. On repeating the names, the idea of the sound current comes back, and the attention catches the current again, and off go the evil spirits. No evil spirit can stand before the repetition of five names. All spirits that come in this way must be tested by repetition of the five names. As all the astral plane is the manifestation of negative power and is intended by that power to hold back the upgoing spirit, so great caution is needed in crossing this plane. The astral form of the Master guides there. The Master, who is the representative of the positive power, will stand before the five-name test. Take for granted that all that has happened and is happening or will happen is within His will. So in whatever circumstances we find ourselves, we should remain contented. If He sends us misery, we should accept it with pleasure. And if He keeps us happy, we should take it as His children. So do not consider that your life is not a bed of roses. Take it as His gift and be happy in it. Shakespeare says, "Misery is a blessing in disguise." Misery is a medicine, and pleasure is a disease. For in pleasure, the mind dominates and keeps us away from the path. You say that you are thirsty for knowledge. Well, knowledge is in the sound current. It is within you. Go within, ride the sound current, and be the master of all knowledge. From the time of initiation, when the master takes charge of a soul, he is more anxious than the soul to see it installed on the throne of bliss and peace. Even if the devotee, through some chance, leaves the master or loses faith in him, he, on his part, never leaves. He will someday bring the disciple on the path again. His mission is to take the souls up, and a soul, once initiated, is never deserted. This is the law. A place free from the roar and turmoil of the busy world is more suitable for concentration, and I am glad to read that you feel happy in your new surroundings. You say, "How will I know if I see anything? I might think that it was meant for me." Just apply the five-name test, and if the thing or form stands, associate with that and consider that it is meant for you. Otherwise, reject it. Birth follows desire. We are born again and again because our attention is given deeply to desires and unfulfilled desires. Is given deeply to desires, and unfulfilled desires bring the attention back. When the desire is for the higher planes and not for the things of this world, then why should we return to this world after death? The attention will go up. And for those who have, while living, concentrated up to the eye focus, there is no return. The Master is waiting for you at the eye focus and is anxious to receive you there in his arms. It's for you to rise up to the eyes. You ask, "Do you favor burial or cremation?" Both ways are good enough to dispose of a dead body. The Master concerns himself with the soul only. It's immaterial to him how the remains are treated. Follow the customs of your society, for that is the line of least resistance. The body is a cage in which the soul is imprisoned. The bird that leaves the cage and gets its freedom doesn't care about the cage. It's just glad to be rid of it. You ask, "If we are advanced spiritually, can we leave the body and visit another place?" Yes, when the astral plane has been reached. As long as the attention is in the physical plane, that is, below the eyes, this is not possible. With blessings from the Father, yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And we have been listening to a tape. No, I'm sorry. We finished a tape last week. We're beginning a new one. This is also from the Canadian tour, like last week. This is from June 22nd of 1992 on a Bani of Swamiji. And the talk was given at the United Church in Toronto.
And went to them and requested for the naam.
Guru Nanak Dev di history to sanu pata lagda hai ke bachpane to hi unna de mata pita unna nu samjhaun lage pe re ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵਪਾਰ ਚ ਲਾਓ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖੇਤੀਬਾੜੀ ਦੇ ਧੰਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਲਾਓ
ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਸ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਹਿਸ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਐਨਕਰੇਜਡ ਹਿਮ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I put the wrong side of the tape in. So, I guess we'll hear the last minute or so of the previous talk, and I hope that that's correct, and we'll start the new talk then.
The disciples, if they are more disciplined, if they are meditating more, they glorify the name of the Master.
So, sab ne pyar bana ke rakhna hai, jo kuch tuhanu ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨੀ
ਸੋ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਡੂ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਡ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ
ਸਾਵਣ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ
ਆਈ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਟ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਮੀ ਦਿਸ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਸਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਗਲੋਰੀ
ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ
ਅ ਬਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ It is worth listening to with much attention.
Sadi atma os parmatma di ans hai jo alakh hai agam hai anani hai jehda ke bayan vich nahi aunda ga la bayan hai
Our soul is the essence of that almighty lord who is unreachable untraceable unseen We cannot describe him in any words.
ਉਸ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਆਨੰਦ ਦੇ ਚੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਤਰ ਕੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਮੰਡਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈਆਂ ਕਾਰਨ ਪੜਦਾ ਚੜਿਆ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਮੰਡਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈਆਂ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਪੜਦਾ ਚੜਿਆ ਅਸੂਲ ਮੰਡਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈਆਂ ਅਸੂਲ ਦਾ ਪੜਦਾ ਚੜ ਗਿਆ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜੋ ਜੋ ਕਰਮ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਰਮ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਬੰਨਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜੰਜੀਰਾਂ ਮੜਨੀਆਂ
ਆਫਟਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਰੀਜਨ ਆਫ ਪੀਸ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੌਜ਼ਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਅਸਿਊਮਡ ਦ ਕੌਜ਼ਲ ਕਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਗਾਟ ਕਵਰਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਕੌਜ਼ਲ ਬਾਡੀ ਫਰਦਰ ਡਾਊਨ ਵੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਅਸਿਊਮਡ ਦ ਆਸਟਰਲ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਸੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਦਸ The astral cover was thrown upon our soul. When she came further down in the physical plane, she took up the physical body and the soul was covered with this physical cover. She got in the company of the mind and the organs of senses. Whatever deeds our soul did, being in the company of the mind and the organs of senses, those karmas were enough to keep the soul tied in this world which is full of sufferings.
ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਦੋਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਪਾਪ ਕਰਮ ਔਰ ਪੁੰਨ ਕਰਮ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੀ ਜੀਵ ਦੇ ਬੰਨਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜੰਜੀਰਾਂ ਹਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਛੇੜਛਾਉਕਾਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਧਨੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਔਰ ਕੋਈ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਦੀ ਬਾਗਡੋਰ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਹੱਥ ਚੋਂ ਝਾੜੂ ਨਿਕਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚ ਬਿਸਤਰਾ ਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਲਾਰਡ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹੈ ਟੋਲਡ ਉਦੋ ਦੈਟ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ ਐਜ਼ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਚੇਨਸ ਵਿਚ ਬਾਇੰਡ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਅਨਦਰ ਬਰਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੈਲਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਰਿਚ ਪੀਪਲ ਦ ਵੈਲਦੀ ਪੀਪਲ If in this lifetime you are living on the streets, in the next lifetime, because of our good deeds, we come back as the prince and princesses, and we have nice things, comfortable palaces and like that.
Agar asi bure karma karde hain, to saade vaaste narak aur chirasi tayar hai.
If we do the bad deed, then the hell and the cycle of 84 lakh person deaths is ready for us.
कोई नहीं कह सकता कि आत्मा कादियां कादी मन के पंजे विच आई है और कादे दी जंजीर जड़ी दुखां कष्टां दी है एक कटी जाएगी खत्म होएगी.
No one can say for sure that when did our soul come in the clutches of the mind and when this chain or this clutches of the sufferings will be cut down.
गुरु नानक ने कहा सीगा तिथ वार ना जोगी जाने रुत महाना कोए जहां करता सृष्टि को साजे आपे जाना सोए.
गुरु नानक साहब had said that not even the yogis knows the date and the month or the season when this creation was created. Only he who has created this creation knows about it.
कई लोगों ने सवाल मारा सावन सिंह ते भी ऐसे किए वो कहंदे हुंदे सी चलो भी आपा परमात्मा दे पास चलिए आपां नूं इंसान दा जामा मिलिया इंसान परमात्मा नूं मिल सकदा है उदों आपां खुद चल के पुछिए कि एक कादियां आत्मा तेथों विछड़ियां हन.
Many people when they ask questions to Master Sawan Singh that when the souls were separated from God and how long it has been that the souls had been in this world of suffering, he would tell them that let us all go to God Almighty, let us all go within, because God has given us this human body and only in this human birth can we do the devotion of God and meet Him. So he used to say that why not go within, let us go within and ask God Almighty that since when our soul had been separated. Our souls had been separated from him.
और मन दा साथ के इंद्रियां दा लिया होया है साथ साथ साथी आत्मा नु जाना पैंदा है जिन्नी आत्मा साड़ी उस प्रभु तो दूर हुंदी गई उन्ना वादे दा प्रकाश जेड़ा सी गुम हुंदा गया आखर उस प्रभु दी याद ही भुल गई कि मैं उस दी अंश हां.
Mind has taken up the company of the organs of senses. So wherever the organs of senses are pulling the mind, our soul has to also go along with them. And as she went on going further away from God Almighty, from her origin, her light went on decreasing. And she went so much further away from her origin that she even forgot that she is the essence of God Almighty.
Agar Paramatma ne meher karke insani jama kite ditta vi ये एक परमात्मा ने मौका दिता हुंदा है आपदे मिलाप दा आपदी भगती दा.
इफ एट एनी टाइम ग्रेशियसली गॉड ऑलमाइटी गेव द सोल द अपॉर्चुनिटी दिस ह्यूमन बर्थ बिकॉज ह्यूमन बर्थ इज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी इन विच वी कैन डू द डिवोशन ऑफ लॉर्ड वी वेस्टेड इट.
तो परमात्मा ने खोज भी की जिस समाज विच पैदा हुई जो जो उथों दा रीति रिवाज सीगा उहदे मुताबिक ही परमात्मा ने खोजना चाहिया लेकिन रीति रिवाज दे नाल ना तो अज तक कदे परमात्मा किसी ने मिलिया ना मिल ही सकता ना जिन्हां लोगों ने यह रीति रिवाज चलाए है उन्होंने ही शांति मिली ना अज करन वाला ही शांति मिलती है.
इफ गॉड ऑलमाइटी गिव अस दिस प्रेशियस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू डू हिज डिवोशन वी स्टार्टेड सर्चिंग फॉर हिम इन द प्लेसेस वेयर ही डिड नॉट रिसाइड वी स्टार्टेड लुकिंग फॉर हिम इन द राइट्स एंड रिचुअल्स एंड द रिलीजियंस. So far, no one has achieved any peace by performing the rites and rituals. Not even those who had started these rites and rituals and all the religious practice have done so, have received any peace. So we did not get any peace from doing all these rites and rituals and searching for God in all the outer places.
Agar kehda pullad put buri sogat paike o buriyai kar baithda hai koi ladai chagda kar baithda hai to usnu pulis pakad lendi hai. पिता ही इंसान सी प्यार होण करके ममता दा बज्जा बेशक उस दे उहदियां हरकतां ते खुश नहीं गा फिर भी कोर्ट जांदा अपील करके उस नूं छडाउण दा जतन करदा है.
इफ सम फादर्स फॉरगेटफुल सन डज एनीथिंग रोंग इफ ही मेक्स अ मिस्टेक और इफ ही हिट्स समबडी और समहाउ ही गेट्स इनटू द ट्रबल एंड इफ ही इज अरेस्टेड बाय द पुलिस ही इज पुट इन द जेल. Because of his attachment to his son and because he is his essence, that is why even though he may not like the thing which his son has done, but still because of the attachment he goes to the court and he hires a competent lawyer and he tries to get him out of the jail.
ਉਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ? ਮਮਤਾ ਦਾ ਵਧਿਆ ਹੈ, ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਵਧਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੇਟੇ ਨੂੰ ਛਡਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Why does he go there to get his son released from the jail? Only because he is bound in the attachment, he is bound by the law.
ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਹੈ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਇੰਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੇਟੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਹਜ਼ਾਰੋਂ ਦਰਜੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਮਤਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਅੰਸ਼ ਹੈ.
This is a worldly example. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to say that if a worldly father can have so much sympathy for his worldly son, then God Almighty, who is our true father, has thousand times, million times more sympathy, more grace and more love for his souls.
So, Paramatma ki karda hai, jo aapdi atma di eh durdusha dekhda hai, man de panje de vich aake kis tarah ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ, ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਿਰੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜਨਮ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਰੀਰ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਹੀ ਦੁੱਖ, ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਮੂੰਹ ਫਾੜੀ ਖੜੀਆਂ ਹਨ.
ਸੋ ਵਾਟ ਡਸ ਗੋਡ ਡੂ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬੈਡ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ, ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦ ਪਿਟੀਫੁਲ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੋਲ, ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਸੋਲ is suffering a lot wherever she goes, wherever she has taken the birth, she is always in the confusion, she is always in trouble and the problems and sufferings. He comes down in the form of the masters.
ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਸੰਤ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਾਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਓ, ਮੇਰਾ ਪਤਾ ਦੱਸੋ, ਮੇਰਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਦੱਸੋ, ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜੋੜੋ.
ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਹਿਸ ਬਿਲੋਵਡ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਦੈਮ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਟੈਲ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਮਾਈ ਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੋ ਦੈਮ ਦ ਪਾਥ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਮੀ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਰਿਟਰਨ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ, ਯੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਟੈਲ ਦੈਮ ਵੈਰ ਆਈ ਐਮ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਹੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਹਮ ਤੁਰ ਕੇ ਭੇਦੀ ਲਾਏ ਹੁਕਮ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ, ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਰ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸੋਂ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤਾਈ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਕਬੀਰ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਨੋਜ਼ ਦ ਸੀਕਰੇਟ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਇਟਰਨਲ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਜ਼ ਪਰ ਦੀ ਆਰਡਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ. ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ from our eternal home and I know about that place and I have brought along with me the orders of the word of beloved Lord.
Jinnan de dilan andar parmatma vaste jagah hai, parmatma vaste pyar hai, oh aap de pyare parmatma da hukm sun lende hai, saath jaan vaste tayar ho jande hai, pyare da pyara vi pyara hunda hai, oh vi unna sandeshiyan de naal ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਵੱਜੇ ਹੋਏ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਦ ਰੂਮ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਫਾਰ ਬਿਲੋਵਡ ਲਾਰਡ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਲਵ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ, ਦੇ ਲਵ ਈਵਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਦ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਸੋ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਦ ਮੈਸੇਂਜਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਵ ਦੇ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ, ਦੇ ਹੇਅਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ of their attachment and because of their bond of love with the messengers who have brought such message of God Almighty, they also return to their home.
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਮਿਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਿਰੋਧ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ.
Those who do not have any yearning to meet God Almighty, those who do not have any love for God Almighty, they don't love the messengers of God, instead they oppose them.
So ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਮੁੱਕ ਜੰਜੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਕੱਟੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਅਜੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਸੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਗਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੰਮਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਸੁੱਖ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੱਟ ਦਿਸ ਚੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਬੀਨ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਕੱਟ ਦਿਸ ਚੇਨ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਟੇਕਸ ਦ ਬਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਡਾਈਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ.
ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਅਰਬ ਮੱਕਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਏ, ਜੋ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਕਾਜੀ ਰੁਕਨਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਹੋਏ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਜਨਮ ਪੱਤਰੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਰਜ ਹੈ. ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਾਜੀ ਰੁਕਨਦੀਨ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਦ ਦੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਜੀਵ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੇ ਕੀ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਹਨ?
When Guru Nanak Sahib went to Arabia in the holy place of Makkah, which is the holy place of the Muslims, he had several question answers with Qazi Ruknuddin, which is included in his book Janam Sakhi. And in that, Qazi Ruknuddin had asked Guru Nanak that you sing so much praise of the Master, so what is the use of the Master and where does the Master help? What does he do for us?
O kahan lage dekh vi Ruknuddin, ਜਦ ਜੀਵ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਆਪਦਾ ਪੁੰਨਾ ਔਰ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ ਸਾਥ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਹੋਰ ਵਾਧਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਭੋਗ ਕੇ ਜਦ ਇਸ ਨਗਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਗੇ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਭਿਆਨਕ ਨਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਗਰਮ ਹੈ, ਖੂਨ ਵੀ ਗਰਮ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਮਲੀਨ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਗੋਤੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਿਹਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਪੀਰ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਦ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਹਾਮੀ ਭਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਸੰਭਾਲੂੰਗਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਖੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਵਜੂਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਡਾਰੀ ਮਾਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਫੌਰਨ ਉਹ ਸਾਂਭਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਰਿਪਲਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਕਾਜੀ ਰੁਕਨੁਦੀਨ, ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਹਿਅਰ ਡੀਅਰ ਰੁਕਨੁਦੀਨ, when a soul is born into this world, he gets the birth or he takes the birth with all the account of good and bad deeds. He brings all the good and bad deeds with him in this world when he gets the body, and he goes on increasing the account of the good and bad deeds when he is in the body. But when his death comes and when his soul has to leave the body, he takes along with him the same account of the good and bad deeds, and he has to carry the burden of his good and bad deeds on his head, and he has to cross a river which is very terrible, which is very dangerous, because the water of that river is like the boiling blood and it is very difficult to pass that river. The dirty souls, those who have not done many good deeds or those who have done only bad deeds, they are made to drown in that dirty water, in that hot water of that river. If the soul has any master who has accepted the soul and who is competent to help the soul, he is always there. Even before the soul withdraws from the body, even before the soul leaves the body, the master is present there to take care of that soul. And those souls who have the protection of the master, they don't have to go through that because they are protected by the master.
ਬੇ ਪੀਰਾ ਬੇ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਹੈ ਬਾਤ.
Those who do not have the masters or those who do not have a protector, nobody listens to them.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਬੀਰਾ ਜਾਜਰ ਗਾਗਰ ਜਲਪੁਰੀ ਆਜ ਕਾਲ ਫੁੱਟ ਜਾਤ, ਗੁਰ ਜਿਨ ਚੇਤਿਆ ਆਪਣਾ ਸੇ ਆਦ ਮਾਂਝ ਲੂਟ ਜਾਏਗੇ ਲੂਟ. ਇਹ ਦੇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਕੱਚੀ ਗਾਗਰ ਹੈ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ, ਇਹਨੇ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦ ਟੁੱਟ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ. ਔਰ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਹਾਮੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਭਰੀ, ਉਹ ਧਰਮਰਾਜ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਲੁੱਟੇ ਜਾਣਗੇ. ਧਰਮਰਾਜ ਜੋ ਬਾਕੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ 84 ਵਿੱਚ ਭੇਜ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਕਬੀਰ, ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਪਿਚਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਫਿਲਡ ਅਪ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ, ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਈਦਰ ਟੂਡੇ ਔਰ ਟੁਮਾਰੋ. Those who do not have the master, all their wealth will be plundered on the way. Kabir Sahib says that this human body, this life is like a pitcher which is filled up with the water and it is not very solid. You don't know that when this is going to break, maybe today or tomorrow. And those who do not have the protection of the master, those who have not been accepted by the master, even before they reach the Lord of Judgment, all their good deeds will be plundered away, will be robbed by the angels of death. And when they will go to the Lord of Judgment, according to their deeds or according to their karmas, they will be sent to the hell.
We'll close our bhajan with Sanchi's bhajan, Jina Japiya Kirpala Piyara, page 56. Those who remember beloved Kirpal will not go into hell. The pain of birth and death is intense. When Satguru is met, the disease of birth and death is cut. The support of the true Guru is obtained. No one can do anything in the court of the Lord. Becoming the witness, the Master rescues us. The cycle of 84 is finished. He created 84 lakhs of species and gave the glory to the human being. If one meets the Master, he crosses the deep ocean of life. He who, becoming a lover, came to your door, finished his birth and death instantly. Those who sacrificed their body and mind for their Master will not go into hell. Poor Ajab pleads and expresses his gratitude to Emperor Kirpal. He has found the true friend. Those who remember beloved Kirpal will not go into hell.
Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange janam maranada dukhi bari Milgi Sati Guru Katagi Bimari Janama Marana Da Dukahi Bari Milgi Sati Guru Katagi Bimari Milgi Sache Guru Dasahara Narekanuni Ujanagi Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange Darga vichukui pishan javi Jamana banke guru hi chudavi Darga vichukui pishan javi Jamana banke guru hi chudavi Gira katiya chora sivala narekanu neho jange Jinna japya kirpal piyara narekanu neho jange Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange Dar chorasi lak juna upai manas ko prabhu diva diai Chorasi laka juna upai manas ko prabhu diva diai Guru mil jai tabav jalatara narekanu neho jange Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange Jinna japya kirpal piyara narakanu neho jange Aashik ban tiri dar jo aya Jamana marana palcha mukaya Aashik ban tiri dar jo aya Jaman marana palcha mukaya jin guru uttotan manvara nare kanune yo janagi jin japya kiripala piyara nare kanune yo janagi Jinna japya kiripala piyara nare kanune ho janagi Gardi bajai ba tarale pave Sha kiripala da shukara manave Gariba ajaiba tarale pave Shakirpalada shukara manave Sachalabhagiya yarapiyara narekanune ujanagi Jinna japya kiripala piyara nare kanune yo janagi Jinna japya kiripala piyara nare kanune yo janagi
Poor Ajaib pleads and expresses his gratitude to Emperor Kripal. He has found the true friend. Those who remember beloved Kripal will not go into hell. May God bless us all.